Pesach, Passover 8, Matzotit / 8th day of 11 prep. Deuteronomy 15:19-16:1-17.
The teaching and instruction concerning firstborn animals.
All the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flock you shall sanctify to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You shall eat it before Yahweh your Elohim year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household. If it has any blemish, is lame or blind, or has any defect whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall eat it within your gates, the unclean and the clean shall eat it alike, as the gazelle, and as the hart. Only you shall not eat its blood, you shall pour it out on the ground as water.
The Passover Reviewed.
Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover to Yahweh your Elohim, for in the month of Abib Yahweh your Elohim brought you forth out of Egypt by night. You shall sacrifice the Passover to Yahweh your Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. You shall eat unleavened bread with it 7 days, even the bread of affliction, for you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. No yeast shall be seen with you in all your borders 7 days, neither shall any of the flesh, which you sacrifice the first day at evening, remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, but at the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, to cause his name to dwell in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came forth out of Egypt. You shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, and you shall turn in the morning, and go to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your Elohim, you shall do no work.
The Feast of Weeks Reviewed.
You shall count for yourself 7 weeks, from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain you shall begin to number 7 weeks. You shall keep the Feast of Weeks to Yahweh your Elohim with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give, according as Yahweh your Elohim blesses you, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim, you, and your son, and your daughter, and your male servant, and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gates, and the foreigner, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are in the midst of you, in the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, to cause his name to dwell there. You shall remember that you were a bondservant in Egypt, and you shall observe and do these statutes.
The Feast of Tabernacles Reviewed.
You shall keep the Feast of Booths 7 days, after that you have gathered in from your threshing floor and from your winepress, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you, and your son, and your daughter, and your male servant, and your female servant, and the Levite, and the foreigner, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your gates. You shall keep a feast to Yahweh your Elohim 7 days in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh your Elohim will bless you in all your increase, and in all the work of your hands, and you shall be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Booths, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim which he has given you. Isaiah 10:32:11-12:1-6. This very day he will halt at Nob. He shakes his hand at the mountain of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, Adonai, Yahweh of hosts, will lop the boughs with terror. The tall will be cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by the mighty one.
The reign of Jesse's offspring.
A shoot will come out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots will bear fruit. The spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. His delight will be in the fear of Yahweh. He will not judge by the sight of his eyes, neither decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with equity for the humble of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will kill the wicked. Righteousness will be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, And the leopard will lie down with the young goat, the calf, the young lion, and the fattened calf together, and the little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze. Their young ones will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. The nursing child will play near cobra's hole, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my set apart holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. It will happen in that day that the nations will seek the root of Jesse, who stands as the banner of the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. It will happen in that day that Adonai will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations, and will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim will depart, and those who persecute Judah will be cut off. Ephraim won't envy Judah, and Judah won't persecute Ephraim. They will fly down on the shoulders of the Philistines in the west. Together they will plunder the children of the east. They will extend their power over Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon will obey them. Yahweh will utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his scorching wind he will wave his hand over the river, and will split it into seven streams, and cause men to march over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, like there was for Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt.
A hymn of praise.
In that day you will say, I will give thanks to you, Yahweh, for though you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you comfort me. Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust, and will not be afraid, for Yahweh, is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation Yeshua. Therefore with joy you will draw water out of the wells of salvation Yeshua. In that day you will say, give thanks to Yahweh. Call on his name. Declare his doings among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to Yahweh, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry aloud and shout, you inhabitant of Zion, for the set apart Holy One of Israel is great in the midst of you. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.